One, two, three, go.
Paul.
Call me Gorg.
Okay, Gorg, look, it's not about the hit points right now. I'm just trying to work on my swordsmanship.
Fireball. Totally OC, dude.
Sorry, look, this chainmail doesn't
Fireball.
Cover all
of me. I have emotions still.
Hey!
Gandalf, nice dress.
We'll be right back.
we do it. It's Friday night. It's time for the Rogue Show. Big shout out to all the great sponsors who make this show work, run. And we're going to kick it off with Clock Tower Pub, folks. Number one sports bar in all of Oregon. Then MMA Madhouse, you guys know they're big supporters of local MMA. Vision Smoke Shop, whether you need a piece for your pocket or to put your shelves in your store, hit them up. Wholesale, personal, everything. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, get clinched at getclinched.com. Best mouth guards in the business. Greg, my boy down at Intake Tattoo, does all my lovely work, including my clinch logo that I so proudly love. Big shout out to Jax Media, does all our media work, logo work. You guys check them out at Jax Media Canada. Go Fight Live TV, best place to watch local MMA, best selection of iPay-per-views out there. Hundreds and hundreds of podcasts on there for free. Lots of free events, lots of contests. Aggressive Clothing, follow them on Twitter, Aggressive MMA 1. And our newest sponsor, Mr. Javier from Revolver MMA. If you guys have not checked him out, I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to get off that bong. You need to get your ass down there and check out their gear. And if anybody knows, anybody knows if Andrew Sam won, let us know. He's the owner of Aggressive Clothing. Somebody's got a stereo on or a computer on or something. Welcome to the show. It's the Rogue Show, live from the studio in Oregon. Lapaki is in-house tonight, motherfuckers.
What's going on, buddy?
We've also got Jeff from Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, you know, one of the regulars of this madhouse. Then
what's up,
we got
bitches?
Peter. Hey, what's up, Jeff? And we've got Peter, one of the newest members to actually Team Madhouse, rocking the Seattle area for local MMA. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, fuck. We do it every Friday night, man. We just bullshit. We talk. It's all about whatever we want to do. And I'll tell you what. You don't got to worry about what you say on the show. If you want to say something good, bad, indifferent, I don't care. Just remember, fans have your Twitter, so they can tweet at you all the hate mail that they want. That's what I love the most. Man, let's start off, man. First of all, there has been some ridiculous MMA today. I don't know if any of you guys started off the day like I did. Oplot. Oplot from Russia. Fucking banger. It was called the White Card Tourney.
If you have had enough of an Oplot right now, every day.
Two times a week, buddy.
Sound like you're in a weird spot. You sound like you're far away from the mic, and Rob's even farther.
Oh, that's what we asked you earlier.
Well, you fixed that.
You sounded good earlier, and then it sounds like you moved farther away.
Okay, hold on.
Skippy cuddling you then? Skippy trying to spoon you then, wasn't he? Hard to do that on the air.
What? How's that? Is that better?
That's better for you.
Better? Is that better now? Huh?
Yes.
So you can hear us both. How about you, Miss Sherry? Jeffrey?
Oh, you know she can hear you. She's typing with one hand.
Yes. So we sound better. Do we sound sexy like you want to take us home?
She is home. You're already there with her.
She's creeping me out now. Calm it down. Calm it down.
Okay, so obviously we will wrap up the O-plot since everybody's had enough of it this week. But I will say we followed it up with another really good event this afternoon. Both Bellator and XFC went down tonight, and I'll tell you what, I think XFC stole it. Hey, I guess I should just start pulling some fucking names in these call slots. We got another caller. We're going to see who he is before we start breaking down these cards. 267, who do we got live on the road show?
Yo, it's Tim from GFL.TV. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Yo.
Dude, I bet you're here to talk some F.E.
I forgot how the time zone difference. Now that I'm not on the West Coast anymore, it's like 1 o'clock over here in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area.
Welcome home, brother. Congratulations on the promotion and being at the big office and getting to go back home. That's really cool, man. Big congrats on that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
How has the transition been?
It's been not too bad. I got stuck in Missouri for a week with car problems, and that was kind of weird. But other than that, you know, it's been good.
So now that you're home,
used to this cold weather again, that's the one problem too.
Oh yeah, you're gonna hate that. What was the first thing you ate when you got home?
Shit, what was the first thing? It wasn't a cheesesteak. It wasn't the reasonable answer. It was, my mom had made something. I forget what it was. Maybe it was, like, pasta or some shit. I'm thinking. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The first day back at work, I got a Wawa hoagie, which is, like, big, popular around Philly.
Dude, I think the first thing I would be doing when I got home would be eating me a big fat cheesesteak. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I haven't made it over to Philly yet. I'm going to get over to Philly tomorrow for XFE. So possibly I can get, because there's only certain places, like, just because it, like, Philly area, that a lot of places say they make a Philly cheesesteak. But there's only, like, 3 places in Philly specifically that you can go to get a real quality Philly cheesesteak.
Is it the 2 that are, like, right across the street from each other?
Yeah. Yeah, you got Pat's and Gino's, and then you got this one place. And there's actually 2 of them. They're called Steve's Prince of Steaks. They're more in the northeast area of Philadelphia instead of the South Philly area where the other 2 are. And they're not as popular, but I tell you what, they're just as good.
Well, speaking of XFE 26 tomorrow night on GFL, I don't know how long we'll have Tim on tonight, but before he gets off, we're going to give away at least an iPay-per-view. And if you live in the area, we could give away tickets too. So if you can make the event tomorrow night, you know, you let us know. Call in 310-742-1799. Or if you just want to win an iPay-per-view, call in and we'll figure out a way to give away. I'll be honest, I know a few people changed their logo and tagged me, but I did not pay attention, bro.
Yeah, well, next time. But, yeah, no, I got a ton of tickets. So if people are in the area and they're listening and they want to go, you know, just you can roll with me. We'll go. We'll go check out XFE 27. I'm looking forward to it. It's got a lot of good matchups. I can't wait. This is going to be my first live MMA event, and Jesus, I don't even know how long.
Well,
this actually could be my first live MMA event ever, to be honest with you.
Are you going to commentate? You're just going to go? To represent your company? What?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be representing GFL. I think I got a GFL shirt with me. But, you know, I'm going. I'm friends with the promoter, David Feldman. I'd be more at more MMA events if I was over here. like, in Arizona, there wasn't really that much, nothing I wanted to go to, but, like, here I'm going to be at XFE this week. I can't wait for CFFC 28 next week, Brenneman versus the Alley Cat, and then a bunch of guys on the undercard, Ung Long Sang, or however you pronounce his name, he's going to be fighting on it. I can't wait for that card either. And then, like, that whole weekend, all next weekend's going to be fucking nuts on GFL. Between Friday, it starts off with Bama USA, Bad Beat 11. That's going to be a fucking sick, sick card.
Dude, and then, Tim, that is such a steal for you guys. And as a fan of Bama, I'm kind of sad that they're leaving live stream, but, like, as a fan of GFL, I mean, I'm super stoked for you guys to get to start working with them because they've had a great run already, you know? You guys are just great product.
Yeah, we're expecting big things from the Bama card. We're expecting it to be huge. I'm going to be doing a lot of work on it this week. But it's like, of course, it has to fall on the same weekend as this, the XFE, 28, and CFFC 28. And it's going to be two more big cards. We got Rumble in the Cage. I think it's Rage in the Cage, the Canadian MMA promotion. They have a card on Saturday.
Don't forget,
just like,
the Canadian Boxing Championships on Tuesday.
Yeah, and no, and there's a boxing card. I don't think it's up yet, but there is going to be a boxing card in Philly on the 25th, which is a Friday. So it's just like, it's nonstop stuff, and I'm going to be all over the city. Like, it's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you guys could come over here to the East Coast for a couple weeks and come to all these cards.
Did you say that you've never been to one before? Did you see that?
An MMA card? I may have. I'm more of a boxing guy. Like, I'm a boxing guy. I've been to a lot of boxing events, but in, like, Arizona, I don't really like the Rumble and the Cage guys, so I haven't gone to any of their events, so there wasn't really anything else to go see.
Huh. Wow.
I'm trying to think.
I know I've been to an MMA event. I know I've had to been to an MMA event. I've watched them. Watched a whole shit ton of them on GFL. Are you guys hearing an echo?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure that out.
Okay, it's not him.
Okay.
Hey. Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff. Hello?
Is it me?
No, see, it's Jeff.
It's Jeff! You dirty bastard.
What the fuck?
Jeff.
I'm just sitting here like I always am. What the hell? There's nothing on.
Oh, shit, we got Warriors Cup next weekend, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
the Blackout Fighting Championship.
And Ultimate Reno Combat.
That's the following week. Good. There's a lot of these. There's next weekend's insane, and then the weekend after that, it's back to back CFFCs, 29 and 30. That's nuts. Dude, next weekend's gonna be nuts. And you got Blackout next weekend. You got Prize Fight.
Yeah, we got Off the Chain. Dude. Cage Warrior Combat's coming up November 2nd, folks. Jeff Munson versus Michael P.S. 300 A's. That's how you should come out.
Yeah, what's this guy's chances of beating Munson?
He's about to play Lynyrd Skynyrd for us now after that fabulous Freebirds reference.
Hey, how weird was it I got hit up the other night? Did you guys have Diamond Dallas Page on your show? Can you get me an interview with him?
He was Matt.
That was Cyrus, and then he realized it was a gym called Madhouse that had Diamond Dallas Page guest appearing there.
Yeah, I interviewed Diamond Dallas Page before. I can get him on you guys' show if you want him.
Oh, no shit, dude. Dude, DDP's a man.
That DDP yoga's off the hook.
Yeah, have you tried that out yet?
Absolutely not, but I heard it's fucking awesome.
Dude, did you watch it?
That would surely get in the way of me watching TV and shit.
Did you watch any of that card tonight? The Warriors Extreme Cage Fighting 46?
Politically correctly, I should say yes, but no, I was playing poker.
Casino or online?
Just at a house with a bunch of people.
How'd you do?
Came in third. Not quite happy about my performance, but, you know, I'll be back next time. I'd like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to get in there. But...
Well, next time, do you feel that God liked the other two guys just a little bit more than you, though, since he made you finish in third?
Absolutely. And I kind of hold a grudge because I feel like I'm a better person. So I deserve that victory, but, you know, it is what it is. How was that show tonight, though? Was it good? It was good.
There was a knockout that was so nasty, the kid's orbital got shattered, and the fight lasted eight and a half seconds, man. Homeboy threw like 16 punches, the kid was out on the ground, and broken orbital is done.
I gotta see this shit.
By the time they got that kid, he was two from the co-main. By the time they got that kid on, you know, up with the doctor and taking him out to put him on a stretcher, it looked like he had two softballs around his eyeball. It was so huge. It looked like two big fists.
Ooh.
I was like, ouch.
That's definitely going on the highlight reel. Now, that's crazy. Was it an amateur fight or was it a pro fight?
Amateur. Hey, hold on a second. Let me.
That kid's never fighting again.
Let me see. Hey, 509, who do I got?
What's up, man? It's Hamlet.
Hey, what's up, Felix?
What's going on, Dave?
Not much.
How you guys doing?
Dude, we're just bullshitting. Hold on one second. Let me see who this is. 425, who do I got?
Your best friend. You don't know my number by now.
I don't.
How are you?
He doesn't even know my number, and I call him like twice a week.
Okay.
You got it online. All right.
You're just listening, right?
But put her name on the board, Skippy.
Okay, I'm going to put
her name on the board.
You got it. Her name's on the board.
You're trying to discriminate.
Okay. Hamlet, did you watch any fights tonight?
No, I just got home. I just turned Bellator on right now.
Oh, well, you missed a hell of a card on XFC, man.
Yeah.
But, we're just talking about some amateur fights that went down tonight, too. I saw a kid get, in, like, literally 8.5 seconds, get his face smashed in so bad his orbital was shattered. It was insane.
Aw, man, I thought I was calling tonight because you guys are going to talk shit about Dwayne Spivey ripping off people again, man.
Okay.
We can talk about that if you want.
Well, that's easy.
That's what you guys wrote on Facebook. You guys are going to talk shit about the dude again.
We're talking shit about Spivey. We're letting the lowdown go down. We're giving away tickets. Pay-per-views. We're even going to get a hooker in the studio because Lepaki's here live tonight. So anybody who's going to have a good show.
Yeah.
Come on, Dr. Sister.
Nice.
And has an abundance.
Hey, speaking of Ben, does anybody know how he did over there in Abu Dhabi today?
Which one?
Ben Henderson.
No, I didn't. I've been looking for the brackets, and they haven't updated them yet last I looked. Well, what, how come Wilson's face isn't in there this year? Is he hurt? What's the guy who wins it every year, 170?
Henderson what?
Hey, okay, the rounds are up. Henderson advanced.
Oh, he beat him?
Right here. It just said it on the subtitle. It said Henderson. Right here.
Nice.
He beat Leonard Nogueira on point.
Nice.
Tyrus won with the triangle or a choke over Andy Wang.
Lovato won.
Yep. All the
what are you guys looking at?
Asian MMA. Okay. go to their Facebook. They got all the brackets there on Asian MMA. Good people.
Man. What what's his face? What's the guy's name that wins it every year at 70? He's the best grappler in the world. I just can't. I'm brain farting it, man.
They didn't. Not at SEMA.
Justin Praxides.
No, come on now. Freaking. He's won the last how many years, man? Shit.
Marcelo?
Yeah, where's he at this year? What happened to him? Is he hurt? Because I didn't see his name in the brackets when I looked it up.
Dean Lester? Leg lock. Dean Lester.
Who did?
Ken lost.
Did Vinny win? There he goes.
Wait a minute here. We got him lost.
He didn't compete.
Wait a minute. What happened to Lister?
He won leg lock.
Oh, okay, good. And then Vinny's favored to win that tournament.
Hey, hold on.
How are you guys looking at?
Here, I'm going to tag you in the post right now.
All right.
Who's asking?
Hamlet. Yes.
Hey, so what fighters do you have with fights coming up, Hamlet?
I got my 45-pounder. He's going up. I've been trying to get bets out there, man. But last time... we're fighting Sterling Ford's fight on November 2nd. He's fighting Drew Brokenshire. And then my other 70-pounder, Jack, he's fighting one of Ivan's guys on that card.
Andy Pavez.
Yeah.
When is who was the girl that won the title?
Which one are you talking about?
Who was the girl that fought at Cage Warrior Combat?
Well, it's your girl, Hamlet.
Oh, you talking about Ivana?
Yeah, when she fight?
Man, that girl, come on now. I stripped her of her title, bro. I gave it back because she's not in the gym defending it. I'm not like that, bro. She's either in the gym defending your title or let somebody else fight for that. They're going to fight. So she's killing her.
When did that happen?
Right after she wasn't ready for her title defense. I told Hoiby, look, strip her ass and give it to the other girls. Let them fight for it. You got to remember, man, I'm old school, bro. I don't put up with that shit.
Right. You're so old school, you come from palm strike, where we call it today bitch slap, but...
Bro. Absolutely. My first fight was open-handed. I'm telling you, man, I was the very first close fist fight in the state of Washington, man. Think about it. That's a long damn time ago.
Whoa. What year was that?
That wouldn't have pissed you off, Hamlet.
August of 99. What's that?
If he wouldn't have made you mad, would you have still just fought him with palm strikes instead of close fist?
Yeah, probably. If Frank wouldn't have punched me in my mouth, I probably would have, just let it go. But I was gonna get DQ'd, or they're gonna let me punch him in the mouth on the ground. So they let me punch him in the mouth on the ground.
Where do you think Frank goes down in the annals of history?
I think he's up there, bro. I don't give a shit what anybody says. He's fought anybody and everybody. I mean, his fights are some of the most exciting fights ever. How many boring fights did you see Frank Shamrock in? Man, I don't remember any. No, I don't remember. Remember when his fight with Boss and they're leg locking each other and he's sticking his tongue out of Boss so Boss probably punches him, which was illegal. Don't you remember that shit?
That's when I thought he was about 14 screws loose, bro.
Yeah, that fight.
Dude, what about when he got destroyed over there in Hawaii by what's that dude's name? That crazy white boy, and then he came back and just wrecked him. What the hell's his name? What was it?
Wesley? Cabbage?
Oh, I don't remember his name. The guy's from California. And then and then this fight with Egan Inoue, too, over in freaking Hawaii, man.
Yeah.
That was a sick-ass fight. Well, no, that was Ensign, wasn't it? Or Egan. Did he fight? No, he fought Egan. He didn't fight Ensign. He fought Egan in Hawaii. And Ensign came running into the ring. Don't you remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, see, I knew that Ensign was.
Hawaii, man, they used to have good fights. J.R. Palmer, who you, some of you guys might know who he is.
Dude,
Danny was in it about...
Fucking awesome, dude. Wasn't that what it was?
Danny...
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny Boy Bennett kicked his head into the stands twice, but he one time he was fighting on one of TJ's bar shows. A guy outweighed him by like 150 pounds. The guy throws him over the ring ropes. He hits the side of the ring and comes back underneath the ring ropes, just bombing, and ends up winning the fight. I liked old Super Brawl. They had freaking, you know, they had UFC and Pride rules together.
Well, that's how it should be.
It should be. I think it should be full Pride judging, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Judge that fight in its entirety, because if you do, John Jones, bitch-ass, loses.
Maybe. You never know, man.
No, I do know, man. That's some rigged-ass shit.
If he sees all, knows all.
Oh, now we have the greatest light heavyweight of all time. Really? Really? The first time he faces a true 205er, not a 185er who's old and can't make it anymore, but a true 205er in his same weight class and height class, and look, he gets his ass kicked for 3 of the 5 rounds.
Not according to the judges.
Yeah,
right. No draw.
There was 4 rounds that were very clear. There was one that wasn't. I don't really care. I wasn't crying about the thing. Not my problem.
No.
You know? Okay, Raphael. Man,
okay.
They should be televised. I mean, they should be putting this on the internet if Abu Dhabi's on, you know?
It is. It's on.
Is it?
It's $20 per mat, and there's 3 mats, but you can't change mats unless you buy all 3. Like, if you buy more than one, then you can see more than one mat. But if you only buy one mat, you get one mat.
So is $60 for the weekend or for the day?
That's, I think, for the day.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
For all 3 mats.
Cool.
And that's the thing is, you know, like, there's an odd number of weight classes, so some mats are going to have more fights than others, and then we don't know which match can have the super fights either.
Those aren't fights.
Yeah. Dude, I don't... Abu Dhabi to me is worth $60 easily a day, you know what I mean?
It should be $30 a day for all 3 matches.
Should be 30 for the...
Should be 60 for the weekend.
Did Barry Yoshida win? That's what I'm looking for.
I just tagged you in the results page on AJ.
Yeah, looking at that. I just didn't know a freaking...
You got to scroll down. They've got all the results for every weight class in that one link. Hey, while you're looking for that, hey, Tim, you're still with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Big thank you for that post, dude. That was some funny-ass shit. And, folks, everybody out there listening, man, call in. Free XFE 20.
Let's just do the first. Hey, can we do one pay-per-view, Tim, where if somebody just has the intestinal fortitude to call in, they can get the pay-per-view?
Yeah, but we have to get to make fun of them or something.
We'll have fun with them. Look, just call in. Free tickets, man. Free I pay-per-view. Either way, if you're close.
Skippy.
Yeah.
Okay. They Barrett lost, by the way, Yoshida. Barrett's one of the best grapplers, like pure submission guys, not points, but pure submission guys. He's one of the best in the world, period. He's phenomenal.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Remember when Abu Dhabi was down in L.A. area? He had a match with Gilbert Melendez that was just ridiculous. They just went at it, and Gilbert ended up winning on point. But Barrett's not a wrestler. He's a jits guy, man. I mean, you mess up one time, bro, you're tapping. He's nasty.
How's preparation for your fight coming?
I'm sorry?
I'm fighting at deep.
How's your fight camp going? You're like a month out, right?
For me?
What kind of?
I'm good. Now that I'm not sick anymore, I'm good, dude. Being sick is not fun trying to prepare for a fight. So
you got 3 weeks left, right?
Oh,
1 week.
Yeah. All good.
Do you got a weight? So, or do you what's the weight class? 55?
55, yeah. I'm only weighing like 60. Well, shit, I was sick last week. I was 62 with my clothes on last week, man.
Yeah, I remember.
So I'm trying to get back up. I'm trying to get back up to 70 before and then make a cut. But what about, have you guys started talking about tomorrow yet or what?
Yeah, actually, we have not talked shit about it. We were actually just talking XFE tomorrow night and
what's that one?
Next week. Hey, it's a badass pro card, dude, over on the East Coast in Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. They hold quite a few events every year, man. Legit, man. I'm really happy with what they produce. But no, nobody's brought up UFC. I want to throw the first one out. And actually, the new guy to the show, we'll have him start. Who do you got, Peter, between Cormier and Nelson, and why?
Tread lightly, son.
Let's see. You know,
Choose your
Cormier. I got Cormier. You know, I think he's very well-rounded, and, you know, I think Nelson will probably, if he wins, it'll be by submission, but otherwise I see Nelson kind of controlling the pace and just kind of winning rounds.
You just said that Cormier was going to win.
Cormier is going to tax that ass.
Cormier is going to get beard sweat and ball sack all over him. Because Big Cormier ain't got the hands that he don't. Let's be honest. He's got girl hands, man. They're weak. They're fragile. He's got hands of an 85-year-old woman. Every time he's
touching something,
he's
going to break. Oh, come on.
85-year-old hands I can take out and Antonio Silva.
You're like horrible at picking fights. You're the only person I know that's worse than Hoiby at picking fights.
Oh, kick my ass.
Last time I was on here, he was going on and on about how John Jones is going to lose. And that didn't happen.
Oh, man. He picked against one of our Northwest boys over there. Hamilton had to go up to Canada and show, you know, what's going on. And he picked against our own local boy. And he was way off.
He's my boy.
Hey. And I'm telling you right now, Cormier ain't got the power to knock out Nelson, period. And I believe Nelson's ground game is better than Cormier's wrestling.
Yeah.
Do
me a favor. Give my
fight goes,
Skippy, what kind of train do they have over there up in the Northwest right now?
Hey, Skippy, my fight's on November 20th. Please root for the other guy.
Bad.
Hold on. Skippy's dying right now. If everybody could see him in the moment. Okay, I'm back.
Was that live?
Yeah.
Shit.
I did not mute you. I wanted everybody to enjoy what I was suffering through.
Okay, back to Cormier. He gets whooped. I say second round knockout.
No, bro. You're talking about a world class. You're talking about a world class athlete. You're crazy, dude.
I know Nelson's a class athlete. You don't got to tell me that.
I love Nelson.
Yeah, you know what?
I love him. I love everything about him. But he's getting his ass whooped, unfortunately, tomorrow. He's going to get outclassed.
If Cormier loses to Roy Nelson, I will come on here next week and give out one pay-per-view for free for every card that we have on GFL on Saturday.
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
That's like five or something, maybe six.
That's
how confident I am that Nelson is not beating Cormier.
Nah, Nelson's already making excuses about his training camp.
I laughed when the fight was made. Like, I giggled like a child. I was like, it's like matching fucking Earthquake against Barry Horowitz back in 1990.
Fight of the night.
WWF.
Fight of the night should be Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez anyways. That should be fight of the night right there.
Yeah,
no,
that
will
be. That's the best fight on the card.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You guys think the Wet Nightmare, what's his name? His name is something crazy. I don't know. Diego's got nothing for Melendez. Melendez whooped Diego like BJ did.
Maybe, but it'll still be good.
It'll be good to see him speed up, but come on now. Now, I tell you what fight of the night's going to be, and it's all because he's, I guarantee you, his statements in the paper the other day about the reason he didn't go to the ground and tap Kane out was because he was trying to prove a point standing up. I think this time JDS tapped out Kane.
Wait, you think he's going to knock out Kane?
He has officially been cut off for the rest of the night.
That's too much.
First off,
JDS be getting high during his training camps. He's going on saying he can beat Vladimir Klitschko in a boxing match. So clearly the dude's getting high while he's training, and that's not going to be good.
Oh, no, for real, everybody knows Kane beats his ass again. I'm just giving everyone a hard time, but Kane will beat him down. Kane made him look like a fucking a bad training partner last time.
Yeah, it was
pretty bad.
Tim, do you think that your Klitschko brother finishes JDS in the second or third round?
Yeah, second, and that's being generous.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's not saying anything against JDS. It's just like, you know, you're going to go into boxing, fight the heavyweight champion of the world, you're going to get knocked the fuck out and early.
Yeah, he said he was going to beat the two best boxers in heavyweight boxers right now.
Original.
There's never been a boxing world champion that has been more disrespected than the Klitschko.
Well, because
they're white and they're boring.
You got the boxer. That's a good point, and that's true. And they're Ukrainian. They're American.
They're white and they're boring. That's why they don't have no respect.
Hey, Klitschko. One girl from Heroes in Nashville, and I don't give a shit how boring of a boxer he is. If he's taking that girl home every night, holy smoke, he's like, what, 30?
And there's more to meets the eye to that story. That dude's like fucking 6'11". She's like 5'3". There's no way they're getting it in.
What happened?
That dude has to have a baby arm.
What happened to the guy who challenged Kane? What was that guy's name?
Well, that's a joke, too. That's Tyson Fury. Like, in the same aspect of how I'm saying JDS is getting high because he would get crushed by the Klitschkos. Tyson Fury would come in and get manhandled by Kane in the cage.
Absolutely.
Tim, you watch a lot of boxing. Who has better boxing, Kane or JDS?
It's
different. It's different.
Yeah.
JDS has more power, but Kane's a little bit cleaner. His head movement and stuff like that. JDS doesn't move his head. He just throws down the pipe.
Yeah, I would have to go with Kane, but that's a good one. Let's just stand him up tomorrow. Let's not even go to the ground. Let's just have him stand up the whole time, and we'll answer that question. And I won't be bored. Or who am I kidding? I'm not even watching that shit.
Poor chaps.
Where are we going? Okay.
Wait,
is
this the card John Howard's going to be on?
No, Howard just fought. He just fought.
He signed to another card. I forget what card it is.
Yeah, he's not up just yet.
I'll tell you what fight folks should watch, and it's going to end nasty and quick. That's Lombard and Mark Wirt. Lombard.
Yeah, that's tough.
That sucks, man. I like both those guys. I really don't want to see either one of those guys lose. It sucks.
Wait, what do you guys think about this Bellator thing with Ben Askren where he's like, I'm not going to match the offer if they guarantee Ben a title shot? Do you think it's some kind of publicity stunt?
Yes.
Or do you think it's legit?
I would say that the Bellator champion is the best in the world, even though he's fighting for the UFC. He proved it in Bellator. That's where the best competition is. It's a sales ploy for them. They win if he goes there. But, like I said weeks ago, you offer the fucking couch this one-time contract. Win, you get $100,000 and five more fights. Defend that title. Lose, you get $1,000 and get your ass out of my face.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah, but how many of you guys would pay to watch Askren fight?
If he's going to fight probably if he's going to fight Hendricks, I'd be more impressed than if he's going to fight GSP, because he'll just dry hump GSP like a 14-year-old at the parking lot. It won't be pretty.
See, I'm more interested in seeing him.
That should be a fucking Spike TV card if those two fight.
Did you guys ever see that wrestling match with Askren and Henderson when they were in college? They were young.
No.
Man, did they? It was like the junior nationals or something. It was right as they were heading to college. They went at it. It was like they almost broke out in a fight. It was pretty ugly.
Okay, what do you guys think about Jessica I versus Sarah Kaufman?
Jessica.
I hope I win, but Kaufman by her training camp. She's from a gym that plays it safe, I'll say.
She is like Jackson, that's for sure.
Who's prettier?
Jessica.
I'm picking Jessica I. She's got this. Jessica Evil Eye, right? That's her nickname, Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's going to earn this shit.
Speaking of ladies, there's that XFC title fight tonight between Pearl Gonzalez and Courtney Casey was a great fucking grappling fight, man, and fucking insane.
Oh, who won on Bellator tonight? Did War Machine win?
No,
he got rear naked choked.
Wow.
Oh, he lost? What about Prendo?
I'm watching the judo guy right now.
Rick Hahn?
Yeah, I like him, man. He's got a heavy hand, right hand, that's for sure. I don't
he's
even know what happens in this fight yet.
Man. He's exciting.
No, he swings him.
Well, that's another... That's another investment in War Machine Bellator made that's not going to pay off.
They didn't pay any money, man.
Worst part was that he came out with a shirt that said Future Legend, and then he kind of got choked out and all that. Kind of harsh.
Oh, no. The guys from Future Legend are my dudes. They sponsor a lot of people in Bellator.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a company.
I'm
sorry.
Them.
I thought
yeah,
that was
you
like
just,
a
no, it's just far, they're a clothing sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout
out to my dude Frankie that owns part of Future Legend. It's Future Legend's a clothing company owned by this guy Frankie, Paulie Malignaggi, and Phil Baroni.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
You
really
out of California?
New York.
New York, nice.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what clothing line disappeared, and they were around one the longest running ones. Is Full Contact Fighter?
Yeah.
You guys remember that? Those guys just disappeared. They were out of the East Coast too. They were New Yorkers, I believe.
Hey,
they were around
guys,
since the beginning.
What do you guys think about Muscle Farms investigation by the SEC?
What for?
Fucking, basically. They can't prove how the CEO made $185 million last year when the company only made like $106.
That's not good.
He needs to find somebody to launder his money a little bit better, doesn't he?
No doubt.
Well, here's the
get a bigger thing. Get a bigger safe or something.
Arnold Schwarzenegger just bought into. He just bought 8% of the company last year, or this past June. So now a lot of people are like, you know, they thought, you know, here comes this great company now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is part owner, and the first thing that happens is this huge investigation. I was reading about it today. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal about it.
Hey, Arnold has his own problems by banging his house or daycare or whatever the hell she was.
What is wrong with that? Dude, you are almost fucking Schwarzenegger. You should be able to pull your any woman you want with that shit.
I agree.
Schwarzenegger, enough said. If he showed up right now, knocked on my door and goes, I want to fuck your wife. I tell my wife, do it.
I tell you what, though. If I ever become worth millions of dollars, I'll never get married. Ever.
Dude, what is wrong, man? Dude, first of all, he was paying her, so it's fair. She got it. Plus, she got a huge fucking son. Have you seen it? How many Mexicans do you know that are 6'3" at 12 years old? Not a lot. Not a lot. Dude, he's like a little Mexican, like Terminator. He's huge.
Yeah, Chippy did just take the show there, folks.
Hey, I'm half Mexican. I have a right to talk about my people. All my cousins, uncles, everybody's the same height as me. Short, we call it a gargle.
Oh, they're not blood relatives. No one knows where you came from.
You see, my other side of my minority helps me with my money.
What help? What side's got the glaucoma?
That's awesome.
Shit.
Hey, that wasn't one of us.
Nah, that's not me. You guys know when
How can you be funny on the radio? How can you be funny on the radio? I don't get it.
Okay.
All right, guys, real quick. I got to jump off. I got to go to bed. I got to be up for XFA. I got to do stuff in the morning for them. So, what's it called? If you guys give out any tickets, just Skippy, hit me up on Facebook.
Let me know.
Same thing with the pay-per-views. Leave me their email address. I'll set everything up.
You got it. Hey, good night, brother. Enjoy it. Thank you for all the love you can show us. Thank you for the sponsor. Rock out. Later.
Not a problem. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.
Yeah, he sounded tired. Usually he comes on all energetic and shit.
Nice.
Okay. There was one other fight on this card, not the J.J. Nunes, trust me. What do you guys think about Dotson and Daryl Montague or whatever?
Who is that other guy? I know Dotson, but who is the other guy? I don't know him. He's like 13-2, I think.
He's a fucking stud. Montague, the mongoose. Daryl, the mongoose, Montague.
Right.
His only loss is in the last 4 years is Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
That long.
It's Paul.
Pretty nice. Where is he? Hachi against the good guys. Yeah. Holy shit. God, did you see the one being like she at BKG? McCorson's good. All right. Montague is legit, you know? I'm kind of... It's really intriguing.
Who's eating?
You are.
Wait.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not eating. I wish I was eating. Stop eating.
What do you wish you were? What's that shit we used to stack in high school?
Abba's in, bro.
Oh, man.
Half-baked. He's like, give me some of that. So you guys are all picking Sarah Kaufman, huh?
I hope not.
Yeah, I think she'll win it, but I don't know too much about Jessica I. So,
just me and Tim pick Jessica I.
I just think Kaufman's too
big.
Good.
She's bigger.
Yeah, she's well-rounded. I don't think Jessica I.
She'll just make it. She'll make it boring if she has to. Also,
I just think Jessica's athletic. I think her athleticism is really going to play a big part in that fight. I think that's kind of one of the things that sets her apart from the other some of the other females, is that she's just super athletic, which allows her to be kind of free and dynamic. You know, I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, when you put somebody to sleep in a standing arm triangle, that's pretty fucking awesome to you.
Well, that was a clean finish, for real.
I mean, when you're fucking sitting there shaking someone like a rag doll in a standing arm triangle, I've never seen Sarah Coffin do anything like that. I mean, she's considered one 125er in the world for a reason.
Hey, Sarah Coffin knocked out Roxy by slamming her. Put her to sleep.
Okay, guys. I'm going to win. I'm with you, Rob.
I ref that play. That's why I remember that one. Oh.
What you got, Jeff?
Hi.
Yeah, buddy. There's more believers.
Yeah.
He's a bad
I hope
matchup.
She wins.
But dude, dude, that fight with Leslie Smith was fucking wicked awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that was an awesome, awesome fight.
Should be being redone tomorrow. That's what should be happening. But this fight's good. How Leslie Smith is not in the UFC after that fight is beyond me.
Because, dude, she's got to go fight Barb Honchak, bro.
Right. No, I understand. But after that fight, you'd think there wouldn't be no Barb Honchak talk. She'd just be straight to UFC.
She's close. She just needs – there's rules. I mean, there's unwritten rules that you need to do to get, you know, into the UFC and the girls' division, too. And you just got to follow those rules, man. I mean, he's bringing them in little by little. I mean,
what do you think of that fight, Rob? Skippy, Barb Honchak, and Leslie Smith. What do you think of that?
I think that Barb can control that fight with her wrestling.
Really strong, too. Make their wrestling even stronger. It'd be hard to get out of position. But Leslie's, how can you pick against Leslie, you know?
I mean, I'll be curious to see how Leslie is off of her back, because I think that, you know, Leslie's a lot of fun to watch standing up. But, I mean, and the fact that she trains, you know, as a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Academy, I mean, I think that helps her a lot. But yeah. I just wonder if Barb's going to be able to really use top pressure and kind of control her and kind of attack with maybe some short elbows or short hammer fists to, like, keep the fight on the ground.
Yeah.
Who's the girl that just beat the sex change girl, whatever the hell name is?
Ashley Evans-Smith. I told everybody the night that fight was announced that she would win that fucking fight, and look what happened.
She beat that
chick's fucking ass, dude.
It was awesome. Awesome fight, though. That was a great fight. I watched it like 5 times.
And you're right. Lee Morrison wrestled with her in college.
Yeah, mentally.
Exactly.
And shout out to Lee, dude. He's going to fucking kill it tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? That was Sunday.
Well, it'll be Sunday.
Okay,
night.
Dude. So Skippy just pulled up this Chick-fil-A ad, and that made me think of this other fucking commercial I saw today where apparently I wish I could remember what fucking hamburger joint this was. But they're now going to sell a BLT burger, which is just a bacon cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger.
Yeah, what?
And now they're a BLT burger, and these fucking dumbasses out there will go, and then they'll pay like an extra $2 because it's the BLT burger, when they can be like, just give me the bacon cheeseburger and fucking get it for probably $2 less.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Americans are stupid.
Pretty sad.
You know that, right? I hate to tell you that. Right. Most Americans are dumb.
All people are
sounds like Carl's Jr. I bet Carl's Jr.
They're like sheep.
You don't need to be eating at those places.
Oh, shit. That's what you get if you eat there.
Like, I mean, if you need to eat on the run, just go to Safeway and get a pastrami sandwich with Havarti cheese and nice, like, stone ground mustard.
Hell, that. Yeah. Do a taco truck.
Yeah.
If I'm eating fast food, I'd rather eat taco truck.
Damn straight, dude. I'm all about taco trucks, especially like the little fucking roach coaches that they park on the streets down in like the side alleys.
Exactly.
The St. West Covina.
Yeah, and hey, Peter, I know you've tried to talk like 3 times. Just shove your way in. Otherwise, we won't fucking shut up.
We're not going to just let you talk.
You know, I mean, it's so hard, you know, I'm on the phone, but hey, I appreciate it anyway.
Just park. Just be like, shut the fuck up, guys. I'm trying to make a 40 from Peter.
Yeah, no. Hasn't gotten there yet, no.
What did you think of Cage Quest 3?
as the cameraman.
Hey, man, that was a strap and a half, man. All those cars, dude. I was happy for the opportunity to sit there and cam with the camera and just be right there, man. I love that.
What did you think you were saying at the event?
I'm sorry, said again?
What did you think about where you got to watch the fights from?
Oh, dude, like I'm saying, man, that was a great opportunity, man. I literally got to sit right above the cage filming everybody, man. And, you know, a few times, man, I thought I was going to fall off that little stand they have me on, man. A few people kind of just ran to the fence, and that was some nerving stuff. But, man, that was great. That was great. Loved it.
Hey, Skippy, sorry. I know you guys probably haven't talked about it much, but that guy that fighting Nick Girardi, he's not bad, bro. I was looking him up the other day.
Tommy Lee?
He's got a win over Lee Morrison. Yeah. He's tough.
Yeah, that was at 170, though. I think Lee fought him up at 170.
Well, I don't care what he fought now. The guy's not bad. He's got some decent wins under his belt. I was looking him up the other day. I know, because Nick Girardi's been kind of taking his fights slow, not taking too risky of fights for him, kind of getting back into it, man, because that poor guy was fed to the wolves when he was, you know, 18 to 21. Bad.
Girardi was?
So, oh, hell yes. I repped his fight down in Bend, Oregon one time with Schulte, Ryan Schulte, and that's when Schulte was on fire before he was having problems, man, and Girardi tells me before, you know, the typical don't stop this fight unless I'm out conversation. I'm not sure he was happy about that after he was picking himself up off the mat. So, but Girardi's tough, bro. A lot of people don't know about it because he hasn't been fighting, you know, in the last 8 years or whatever, but he's tough. He's real tough.
Well, you know, I like Nick. I've seen Tommy perform on tape, you know. I think we've even seen him perform live. I just can't remember,
I told Hoiby earlier today, we need to see Josh Calvo and Nick Girardi fight. That'd be a sick fight.
Yeah. I'm going to pursue that. I like it.
Why don't you guys get Ryan Healy on the Stage Warrior card?
He's on suspension right now.
Yeah, but their next couple coming up, and that's a good guy to test some regional fighters against that are coming up to the pros.
He's on the radar.
He's the last regional fighter to beat Dave Kershaw.
That's the fight you want to make happen.
Very good point.
They were trying to get him.
Winning again tonight.
Get him in.
Kick.
Fuck yeah.
What's that?
Sapo.
How about Sapo winning by head kick again tonight?
Did you see it? That's crazy. That's like a deja vu.
Dude, that's like his fourth one.
How many guys, they kick you in the head and you just fall, you like your feet don't move, you just fall like a tree that just got chopped down, you just go wham, and you're down. Justin Davis snapped back up pretty quick, though. He was defending at least.
Oh, Davis was. Oh, Davis got knocked out tonight by it.
Yeah, I know. About like, how was it? 7 seconds or something. It was really fast.
What? Damn.
We're gonna be pressing.
How long was it, Rob? Skippy? How long was that fight?
Let me start out and see how we do. This is the first one they sent. We picked them until 20 minutes ago. Stuff and already sharing, and it's the highlight video, which is cool. Okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, don't you worry about it, Junior. No, dude, check this out. I'll tell
hey,
you.
Man, I can't see that old man and Junior.
Hey.
Millions of times. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. No,
hey, you all, everybody, hold on. Everybody, be quiet.
Give me a second. I got to find it. There's so many fucking ones. There we go.
Muy importante. Muy importante. Muy importante.
Okay, so hey everybody, this is Lil Pocky here live in the MMA Madhouse Studios with Skippy Cohen. Skippy, what is the breaking news going on here at MMAMadhouse.com right now?
We have just
kind of inked a deal, I guess you could say, to become an official press release site for all the MMA news for Access Television, including being some of the first to get highlight video clips. We've got the first one already on our website for tonight's XFC 26. Full press release of results and then highlight video of the event. And that's our first step in the door. They're going to work with us for a little bit on that, and it's going to grow from there. You guys watch.
You dry shaving me?
No, dude, go, dude. It's posted. Now, this is latest news from MMAMadhouse.com. What do you guys think about that, Jeff?
I think he's dry shaving me. I don't know. I think he's pretty cool, man.
Does this mean Rick Little's going to give you credentials now?
No.
One for the Hamlet.
No. Hamlet. Spivey bought me tickets.
Oh, Spivey bought you tickets? Yeah, don't cash that check, bro.
Hey, don't cash it now, quick.
How many tickets to Michael Proctor's black belt party?
Well, you could go to a tournament, but the tournament, they had to cancel it because there was too many people.
Yeah, Proctor was funny when he was talking shit to Jeff one time about how you should be like a brown or black belt before you should be repping or whatever. I'm like, hey, bro, I only got a blue belt. And he's like, he didn't know what to say after that.
What did you think when you saw that news about Spivey ripping off the promotion up in Michigan?
I hope he used lube this time, bro. He came to my town. Okay, we have boat race weekend out here in Tri-Cities, and there's like 100,000 people on the river. It's huge, huge. People come from all over. It's a big reason to drink, basically. It's a big drunk fest. Well, he was going to do – he did a show one weekend, and he wanted all my pros, and then he started trying to backpedal on contracts and everything else. I pulled all my pros off the card, didn't give him any of them. I just repped the show, and I charged him more than he would normally pay me. Like, he wrote a check to Jeremy Horn that bounced. He wrote one for JT Taylor, bounced. I guess he made – Taylor's good later on. But he didn't – I don't know about Horns because I know how much Horn was supposed to make. And there was literally – I think there was 286 people paid for that show. And he had Horn and he had, quite a few people. And it was bad. They tried to write me a check out of his account, and I wouldn't take it. I made his assistant write me a check, and that check actually cashed on Monday. So I got paid, but not by him.
Commission after the
party. I got paid every time, but I made him pay me up front, and I didn't do checks. His cash don't bounce ever.
Hamlet.
Yeah, then I hooked him. Then he had a show up there in Anacortes area, an outdoor show. Like,
holy.
Got rain. It got it. The mildew canceled the show after the first pro fight. He asked me for an announcer, and I hooked him up with one of my announcers, and he fucking scooted out. Didn't pay him either. He gave him a bad check. My guy still to this day hasn't got paid.
He slipped.
For what? Three fights.
Hey, Hamlet.
Yo.
Hamlet, I have a question. So tonight at XFC, in the ladies' title fight, there was I didn't see it, but Skippy and Jeff both said there was a very egregious groin shot. Now, is that something you can female fight for, or is that not something you stop a female fight for?
That's still it's still a foul. There's no groin shots. It doesn't say no groin shots for females. It's still a groin shot.
Yeah, I see the rest. The ref wouldn't fight. He told her to keep fighting.
Oh, hell. She should have kicked him in his paint and see what feels. That's not your balls, buddy.
Hamlet, on our website, highlight videos at the 1 minute and, like, 30-second mark, I think it is the highlight of her getting shot right in the crotch.
Yeah,
I mean,
bro.
You got to look at it, Hamlet.
Yeah, if you cooter shot somebody, dude, they hurt them. Those girls, that's no joke.
She was hurt, and then he made her keep going.
He wouldn't stop the fight, dude. He was like, fight, no, keep going. And she even flipped on the commission afterwards. I mean, after her fight was over, she went out and started yelling at him. It was rough, dude. I felt bad for her because she had to keep fighting. But I'll be honest, she lost a round and a half later, so it's not what cost her the fight.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that because, you know, you lose your composure out there, you lose everything out there, you know?
And she did give the composer a mistake.
Hey, big shout out to Shane Linderman. He officially signed his contract for his rematch and title defense against Mike Kidda November 30th at the Thunder Stipe in MMA.
I thought you were going to say Mike Hayes for a second.
So no favoritism. I want to know who you guys think wins that fight between him and Anthony Hamilton. That's a good fight, man. I hope it happens.
Linderman. He can handle that size. He can handle that size and strength. Doesn't hurt him. So.
No, DJ's used to that. He's fighting. He's been fighting big guys his whole career. I could see DJ using his speed like he does, you know, when he fights 300 and winning that. He could easily, you know, be on the other side winning that fight, too. So it's an interesting fight.
Yeah, he'd win.
I think, I got to agree. I think Hamilton can put up a good first round, but I think in the long haul, it's DJ fights good.
You can go however
but
you
thanks
want.
To DJ, man.
Hamilton's good. He showed some stuff in that fight that I didn't think that he had, like a head kick. I judged him like four times at least, and I never saw him throwing head kicks like that.
Well, I'm telling you, me and Kovacs used to clown on Hamilton every time he'd fight when he came around because he was so damn boring. He made Jeff Munson look like he was, you know, Uriah Faber. That's how boring he was when he came out. But now he's on it, man. I'm excited for him. I hope he does big things.
Now, let me ask you guys: do you think he can pull off that same finish he did over Ramo with DJ?
No.
Anything's possible, dude. Honestly.
If he hits anybody with that head kick, they're going to sleep. Anybody?
Yeah,
that's heavy.
Absolutely, but I don't see that happening not very often. That was a nasty kick. It was perfect. Perfect. Talk about not seeing it coming. If I had to watch it on video, you'd know what happened.
I'll be honest. I'd rather see DJ go over to Gander and take a shot at the tournament against Chris Barnett.
Yes. Big money.
How is Chris Barnett fighting? I thought this guy had like a fucking 14-time ripped retina and couldn't see, so he couldn't fight Chmielino at, you know, at MFC 37?
Yeah.
We just had 38, right? I think it was at 37. And he ended up having to pull out of the fight like on 48 hours notice. They couldn't get a replacement.
Thailand, man. No problem. Just come over. No problem.
Okay, so what point did that girl get kicked in the cooter?
First round. On the video, it's right around the 1:30 mark.
On your guys' video you have? Oh.
Yeah.
It's a key. Right. It's a nasty knee.
There's replays and everything. Folks, if you want to see what we're watching, go to MMAMadhouse.com. Hit on the Axe TV fight highlight.
Or you can go to my Facebook page.
Boom.
And you can see the same highlight at the same place.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, man. You got to stop that. You got to let her give her.
Yeah, I was asking her. You know, that had to just be
She should have. Oh, man. Yeah, she has got a legitimate complaint to the ref. Yeah, there is no growing shots. That does not say no growing shots for women. There's, you know what I mean, for men only. There is no growing shots allowed in MMA.
You guys heard it here, man. We got one of the baddest men in the business telling us. I agree. When I saw it, I thought, you know, it sucked. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't something that cost her the fight because she went another couple rounds, you know, including throwing a lot of handcuffs and rear naked or triangles and arm bars.
You ever been kicked in the balls, dude? It kind of, you're looking to lose your composure, you know what I mean, for a minute. It doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
How was the fight going up until that point?
It was one-sided.
Dude.
The whole fight was one-sided?
It was a great Brazilian jiu-jitsu fight, but Courtney Casey, the first two rounds all day were hers. She was transferring from a go-go plata to a triangle to an armbar to a heel hook. I mean, constantly moving, constantly going for a different submission. And she got caught. Huh?
She almost finished her a few times. So close.
Yeah, dude, she even said so. I'm actually rewatching that head kick. Do you see him go down like a fucking boop? The head kick's at the 40-second mark. Like, he goes in with his hands down, man. Look at that. Hands, Justin Davis' hands were down.
Where, is that on his highlight reel, too?
Yeah, go to the 32-second mark.
Okay. Yo-yo. Justin Davis.
Bam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lucky. You almost bought him off guard on last Monday.
That's just, I didn't realize that was the same guy. I didn't realize he fought the same guy who fought Dave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same kind of
ending. Is he in a Halloween mask?
I just showed Skippy the scariest looking picture of Sammy Sosa ever, dude.
Dude, what's wrong with that guy? He looks like Michael Jackson went wrong. Oh. So
what went awry at Bellator with Downing, Amusu, and War Machine, all three losing?
Carl shouldn't have lost. He had the first two rounds in my book.
Man, I didn't see that coming either.
Second round was close.
Yeah, but the aggression from the bottom, he landed 8 nasty elbows. That other guy, dude, Fred almost stood him up because he tied him up for so long.
Who?
Yeah.
Who won? Or lost? Who are you talking about?
Did
Carl win or lose tonight?
He lost. He got out wrestled in the third round for sure.
His wrestling looks way better, though. You can tell he's been working on that at American Top Team. He's just way better.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to tie him up from his back and then beat him with elbows from the back and some nasty elbows. So, you know, like I said, round one, I had no problem giving to Carl. And round two, I think he edged it out by his aggression off his back.
Yeah. He didn't look too surprised, but it's disappointing.
That sucks.
He's got 2 more fights with them left. And then he's done with Bellator.
Well, he better do something, honestly, or he's going back to M1.
Yeah, so that's looking like it.
He's got more of a name for himself, so he'll be going to get at least going to get a little cash wherever he goes. He's sponsored by Adidas. That's a pretty big sponsor. Makes it so that he can live and stuff. So he obviously got to be doing something good. Good amount.
Dude, Adidas is still around?
Yeah.
Fuck, Adidas is the shit.
Dude, I was just reading the other day, Adidas is going to sign a basketball player at University of Kansas to a $180 million contract when he turns pro.
Nice.
I think it's probably okay.
If we're going to talk stories, and I know he's probably not listening because he's sick, so I'm going to say it anyway. Dude, I think it's crazy that Nestle Quick is going to start sponsoring MMA fighters.
What?
Yeah, Nestle Quick. They're about to drop a chocolate milk-based energy, like, replenishing drink. And they're going to start sponsoring some MMA fighters and push it towards that market of working out and fighting and boxing. And
wow.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, dude, I mean, why not? You know?
I'm tasty, man. Why not? Nestle Quick never did me wrong.
I agree.
Hey, Peter, why weren't you recording, man? How come you weren't recording? Peter.
Wasn't he recording?
Sorry, what's up?
How come you weren't recording?
How
come you weren't recording the fights?
How come I'm not recording the fights?
How come you didn't record Cage Quest 3? Did you know that camera didn't have anything in it?
Oh, wait, why didn't I record that?
Yeah.
Oh, so the whole dilemma, even at the beginning, when I talked to the technical guy, Ed, when we hit record, it wouldn't show. So we just had to do this live. And that's what he said was okay. I mean, hopefully it wasn't.
He did a great job. I just wondered why someone was actually, you know, saving it. Because the only best video there is the one that Skippy did with his webcam.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Jeff, that's obviously not on him. And that Ed guy who was running everything should have gone to Eddie and said, look, bro, we can't record this and do it live.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just wondered where.
Yeah.
I just need to know where it fell down. I know it wasn't his fault.
No, but you did a good job, man. I thought you had a good follow of the fight from up there. So,
thank you, man. All I feel like I need to do is just be in the moment and just, you know, whatever I felt like people would want to see, I just, you know, try to do that. You know, it's kind of an easy job, but, yeah, I really appreciate it.
How do you think Rob did as an announcer for his first time there, being an announcer yourself?
Wait, what about the announcing gig? How I blew it or what?
No, how do you think that Rob did? That was his first time being an announcer. You were there?
Oh, he was great. He was great, man. He certainly did not mistake the red corner for the blue corner like I did. Oh, my God. All bad.
A lot of pressure.
Remember, they pulled a fast one on you.
Yeah, that was really, you know, yeah, once I came, like, I'm introducing the actual, I was supposed to be introducing Eddie Blackburn, but actually, they had switched corners at the last minute, so I was actually introducing Frankie Orr, the Battle Goat, badass name, by the way. And, while I'm saying it, he's just whispering to me, he's like, wrong person. I'm like, what? You're introducing that guy. And I just switch over, I'm like, I mean, in this corner, with the record of this, anyone speed Blackburn. I was like, God, I hate my life. that's literally what somebody said after. Somebody was like, "Hey, you did really good." You know, it sounded like on the side. You said I suck at life. I was like, "Oh yeah, that definitely was the main event." I felt very terrible about myself. I messed up that bad, but apparently it was somebody else's fault. What's up?
You said you suck at life.
No, I did. I mean, I just was like, I was kind of self-loathing on the spot, and I just kind of dropped the mic, and I just kind of, like, whispered to the side, like, oh, God, I fucking life. And then apparently this one girl heard that, and she's like, did you say that? And I was like, yeah, that probably was the main event.
It ain't no big deal, dude.
I took it more critically than others, but, you know, it worked out.
Put it on Facebook.
Yeah, but hey, no problem. You did a good job, man. I mean, I was definitely, you know, you didn't seem, you know, definitely as it rolls on, you know, it gets less stressful.
Well, don't worry, man. Next time you actually get to sit there and report, you won't have to hold a camera.
Nah, dude, I think he's going to permanently be holding the camera. I think he did too good of a job. It'd be too hard to replace him.
No,
I just think it's too hard to replace him. You know, why change a good thing?
Because Chris Gregory's going to do it.
No, Chris Gregory he couldn't hold a camera. He couldn't hold Peter's jockstrap.
His nipples would be hanging over in the cage, but he didn't weigh.
If he can hold his jockstrap while wearing a rash guard. How do you feel about that?
I got three questions for you guys. I want you to tell me what you think about each of them. Three fights. I want to know what you think. Sterling Ford and Drew Brokenshire.
Good fight.
Drew Brokenshire. Third round submission.
I go just the opposite. I say it's a third round a decision, and it goes Sterling.
And then that's five rounds.
For a title?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear the title part. I still say.
Where's the title? There's no title.
It's not.
There's a title?
Isn't that for a title?
I don't believe there's any titles.
That's probably best.
Either way, I say that Sterling grounds out a decision.
Where the hell did Hammett go? He'd be freaking out right now.
He's gone.
I'm telling you right now that Drew finishes him. Oh, well, if it's only three rounds, I got to go through.
I go through?
Drew, the Eternal Fire, Broken Shire, by decision, is my prediction.
Wow.
What do you got to say about that, huh?
I think that you both make a good case. I can see it going either way. I do think it's going to be a decision, and one of them's going to win. If I just don't know what to think of Sterling that small. You got to see how he does that small. Because he, that's small. I've talked to him, and he's really big for that size. If he can do that and then feel okay, he's going to be scary. But if he don't feel okay, he's going to be tired, and that's not a good day to be with Drew.
Don't you think that Drew is just going to be way too active for Sterling?
That's my fear, is that his pace is going to be too much for Sterling with after losing all that weight. That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I kind of think.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. And Drew can maintain that pace for five rounds. So I know three rounds, I expect him to maybe even push a harder pace.
Yeah, that'd be in great shape, no doubt. Because these guys have had a lot of time to get ready, so they both should be in great shape.
No, I'm not down with that. But, I mean, you know, also, though, like, the time I've seen Sterling fight before, like, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Like, maybe it was just, like, one of those nights, you know, but
we
I think
fight that.
I got, like, more of what I've seen from Drew than what I've seen from Sterling. And maybe that's because I've seen Drew fight more now. I think I've probably seen three or four Drew fights.
You got an opinion there, Peter? Do you know who they both are?
I'm sorry, what card is this for?
The Kid Warrior Combat. Do you know who Drew Broken Shattered Sterling Ford are?
I don't actually.
Okay,
outside of the conversation.
Better.
Ian Williams and DeMarcus Johnson.
Dude, that fight's crazy. But I think DeMarcus Johnson wins the decision.
Yeah, I don't know much about DeMarcus Johnson, so I have a hard time making any kind of intelligent call on that one, but looking forward to seeing it. I love that this upper level that some of these guys are getting a crack at here. I think it's really cool for them.
Are you refereeing that night?
No. This is all through the state. This will be Steve Newport or Coisington or Randy Corley, one of those guys. Could be Jeremy. Why did I lose his last name? You know, come on, ref. You're come on, ref guy. Jeremy Saunders.
Is Hoisington licensed now?
Yeah.
Because earlier this year he wasn't. He wrapped a cage sport and wasn't licensed.
Yeah, I know. It was expired and now it's not. It's all fake.
I mean, I think he's a great rep, though. I mean, I like Ryan.
Yeah, I think he does a good job, too. He gets better and better, he's, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. He definitely needs to do that.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys should see the shit Skippy's trying to get us to watch right now. Some kind of Korean soap opera.
No, I'm trying to find on television.
Dude, I have to read right to left right now.
Okay, the last fight. Last fight I got to ask you guys. Well, Skip, you didn't answer.
What was the last fight?
Marcus Johnson and Ian Williams.
Shit. I think that's a good line of fight, DeMarcus Johnson. So,
you haven't seen him fight, huh? There's not much exposure to him. I didn't know if you guys even ever seen him fight.
Ian?
Yeah, he's pretty much only fought at Rumble on the Ridge and that was all, you know.
And wherever he fought Dave at, over there in Young Guns or whatever.
No, he fought him at Rumble at the Ridge.
Was that at Rumble at the Ridge?
Yeah, I think if you look at his record, almost every fight he's had is there.
Crazy.
He just fought a cage sport.
Yeah.
I know, look for Boha.
No, watch this.
Dude, go to Korea.
Last fight.
Let's look at this.
Kovacs.
Smith
and Matt Kovacs.
You just got to ask me about that fight.
Skippy's going to go first on that.
Okay.
Here in a minute. We're looking at some Korean pop music right now.
I know it's impossible for him to multitask. He's got like a one-window brain.
All of them here in HD.
Yeah.
I found it on here when I was watching. Look at me.
Let's see. But
yeah,
where is
it? Answer the question.
Oh, dude, here. You want some Korean pop music? Check this out. Boha.
Hey,
Skippy.
Mac G. Smith.
Yes, Peter.
Who wins between Max Kovac and Maurice Smith?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm really sorry. I actually have to sign out here. I got to wake up early to pick up my dad at the airport.
Hey, thanks for joining, brother.
Dude, thank you so much for having me on, man, and hopefully I'll be on next week.
Cool. Anytime. All right,
buddy. Have a good night.
All right. Hey, peace out, fellas.
Thank you, new protege.
That's our new guy, man. That's our new A-Town throwdown guy.
He's a good kid.
Oh, hell yeah. We got Filipino fucking folk music going on right now.
He's just not going to answer the questions.
This is going to transition into the Filipino knife fight.
Rob, what you got?
Hold on, turn it down. I can't hear you. What about Maurice Smith, Mac Kovac, Skippy?
Mac Kovac's KO.
Maurice Smith, KO.
What round?
I say Mac Kovac's in round one as well.
And I'm sure, Rob, you say head kick?
Yep. Like maybe a front kick. Like, Matt might rush, and he might just step through with a front kick.
But a kick, nonetheless.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah. Maybe a counter right hand, but I don't think so. I would assume that he would just try to use his leg.
Yeah, I would hope so. Biggest tool he got.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, who I think is going to win is not necessarily who I want to win. Well, I don't, you know, I would like to see Matt win. But I don't know. It's Maurice Smith, former UFC champion, training his ass off because he's fighting some young kid. So hopefully the young kid's training his ass off and he's ready for him because I think it's a great matchup. It's not going to be boring. There's going to be no laying praying in that fight. Chances of that fight making it to the end are not. I don't see that fight being a decision, that's for sure.
If that fight's a decision, it could be a really, really good fight. Or a really, really bad fight.
I just don't know how they could go to a decision. Who's going to hold who down? I think that Maurice might take Matt down. I think that he's decent on the ground, and I think he might take him down and just take him completely away from what he's best at.
Okay, here's the question. Mac Kovac gets handled and loses. Does he call it a day?
Fuck no. Are you kidding me? It's Mac Kovac, dude. As long as he's breathing, you can let them hands go. He's who he is. He's a fighter. He's so far from done. He could lose five more in a row, and he will still fight, I think, as long as he's healthy enough. And I just don't see him losing his desire to punch people in the face. And he's an athlete. And it's not like he's old, so, there's no way he's leaving.
I'm just asking.
What do you think? You think so? He does have a girl now. Maybe the girl will have some influence and settle him down a little bit or something.
I'll be honest. I don't think he should, but I think he needs to take a serious look.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he wins.
Because if a guy who hasn't fought in a year, who's over 40, comes in and beats you up, you really got to. You got to take away this. This title of UFC champion, it don't fucking mean shit anymore. This wasn't 6 months ago.
That's very true. And it wasn't just MMA wasn't the same then either.
Exactly.
So that champ then would be.
If you put Max back today and against Mo Smith when he held the title, it would be a murder.
Well, it'd be. What do you mean a murder? Same kind of matchup still, but a younger Mo Smith.
Yeah,
Mo
Smith was way more dominant when he was running with that championship than he is today.
Yeah. You're saying that Mo would murder him at that time, yeah.
Yeah. If you take Mo in his prime.
I'm saying Mo would murder everybody.
No shit. I think you're right. So did you catch that? Who Hammett's guy Jack is fighting? He's fighting Andy Pavez. He took Justin's place, Justin Larson's place.
Who did?
Jack Stanton's Hammett's guy. That's when he said he's fighting one of Ivan's guys. He's fighting Andy Pavez.
Jack who?
He fought Andrew Ram when you were at Cage Warrior Combat. He fought Andrew Ram and lost. Hammett's 170. Yeah. So.
Deal with that fight.
Yeah. By decision.
Maybe. He's been training. Might get a late submission. But I'll probably pick decision.
And this guy's known about the fight for, you know, a week, so he's got a lot of time to get prepared. He's way heavy. He just found out a few days ago, and he's heavy, like 200. So, got to lose like 30 pounds in 3 weeks and fight a guy who's a doctor.
I'll tell you what, I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm ready for tomorrow to be done at work and driving home, watch the fight.
You got to work?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Rob?
I'm going to hide in the studio and relax, watch some fight.
Smoke a lot of ganja, watch football. Yeah, I mean, he could put football on one
little bit.
Not another one.
Huh?
You should rearrange a little bit. Or does it work?
Rearrange? No, I'm not into moving around. I came over here to hide from everybody.
Oh, okay.
I'm on.
And dude, Jeff, I live 5 minutes.
Just protection.
If he wants to come into town and like kick it with Derek or go by one of the gym, the hay shop, the kitty bar, wherever, it's all 5 minutes away from where I live. I mean, literally, like, five of our sponsors are within 5 miles of the studio.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah.
My wife.
Food. Food. Clock Tower Pub. A straight up just, like, physical, like, kettlebell and bar gym. Triumph Fitness. BJJ Studio with Smash Fitness is just a couple blocks up from my work. And we got Vision Smoke Shop. Like 3 blocks from my work. We got Big T's, which is across the street, and Central Oregon Strike, which is across the street.
What the hell kind of zoning is in that city? So you got a strip club across the street from what, an elementary school, and a restaurant, and a gas station, and a grocery store?
Everything's right here. I love it.
Smith Rock.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Smith Rock.
I forgot my gun.
Brooks has got a bunch. Yeah, you can go out fucking shooting like a motherfucker. Yeah, there's plenty for to do. And he can kick it here tomorrow night. We're just going to kick back in the studio, watch fights, and trim all night. And just get fucked up.
What time should I be there?
Like right now.
Hour and a half ago?
Hey,
you said my wife said, we're not going there. My wife said, we're not going there. I said, we have fights. And she said, we could go tomorrow. We have to work. We got stuff to do. She said, she's down to go tomorrow.
Dude, war stormy, okay? Bad love for your girl. I know. She just wants to sit next to me and run the bell again.
I know. That's it.
Hey, just bring that fucking air horn.
Hey, you know, Jeff, when you guys retire that bell, I get it. She told me so. I'm hanging that fucker in the studio.
Are you going to have Jeff?
I would.
Jeff, you're going to have to sign it.
And Stormy. I'm both signing
it.
Yeah.
All right. I did use it once. I used it to do one of the Battle at the Bays, and like halfway through it, Jeff Bourgeois said, I can't believe you're licensed to do this. I said, I'm not licensed. You just asked me if I would do it. You haven't done this before? I said, fuck no. I just had my wife's belt in the car. You asked if I could help. I said I would do it. I didn't tell you I'd done it before. It's like, oh, damn. I was thinking, what was wrong with this commission when you get a license for doing time and you can't even pay attention for 1 minute? There was like 3 or 4 times where I just didn't even start the timer I just lost track of the bell rings. You start a timer, it rings again, you start a timer. I mean, you got to just keep the time between the rounds. I just kept screwing that up. So there were some long breaks between the rounds, like long breaks. But that's okay.
Stormy's on it, man. She's like
keeping
cool
time.
Timers and shit. She had one
on the things.
I love how she talks shit to you from outside the cage.
Oh, hey, I was going to say, we should have gave Peter the pay-per-view.
Well, hook him up.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
He didn't hang out the whole time, so maybe he's not worthy yet. We'll have to have a discussion about that after the show.
Yeah, Jeff, you should mic your wife up sometime.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I know, especially if I forget to say time, like if there's a low blow and I don't say time. And I look at her, she's just looking at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world. She's just like shaking her head. Yeah, I save your ass again.
Yeah, she's on it.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But either way, man, that bell has done work so many amateur fights with so many people. It would be a cool collection.
Yeah, she's used it for like 4 years now. I think 3 years. That's a lot. A lot of fights.
Go to the 20-minute mark and watch this chaos.
You should pressure her for that belt, Skippy, because she's got a spare. It's nicer.
Oh! Oh, fuck me, dude.
Hamlet, that was awesome. I'll go right to 1957.
I can't believe you guys, you didn't give him any shit about his grappling deal. It's pretty nice of you.
Man, I figured I'd take it easy on him. You know, he's obviously, maybe it's just he's getting older.
Actually, was calling him the old man the whole time. Looks like the old man's ready. Can we just get this over with? This is a joke. Not a joke, dude. You going to go to Spokane and watch him fight?
Did you referee it, or was it referee-free?
The what?
God damn it.
Oh,
did you referee it?
Well, I was so pissed off at practice by then because he was being such a dickhead all day long that I wouldn't do it, so I had Cody Houston do it.
Okay.
So Cody went and just stood there while they did it.
Two times he got knocked out the same way. Sorry, Jeff. We're watching.
I'm too exhausted from all the fights before it. Both of them.
All right. Oh, I'm way too far tonight. Yeah. No.
You should kill this show, dude. This is gay. This is lame. What is it, quiet? You're watching Korean porn?
Trying to watch this knockout.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing.
You can thank Anthony Hamlet for this shit.
Dude, this guy got knocked out twice by head kick.
Well, one time. Talk about it. People know you're doing something. It's a regular show.
Square Street.
Yeah.
Should have hooked up your thing so it could be like a TV show this time. Your hangout.
We're not ready. Google's not ready for the Rogue Show yet. We made that decision.
We could have gone to Ustream and streamed it, but I was like, fuck it.
We're happy with Blog Talk tonight.
Yeah, fucking big shout out to all our great sponsors. Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, VisionSmoke.com, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at Clinch.com, Greg at Ink Pick Tattoo, JackMedia.ca, GFL.TV, Aggressive MMA Closing, Aggressive MMA 1, and RevolverMMA.com. Check them out, folks. They're all kick-ass sponsors. Thank you, everybody who joined us. We'll wrap this up with probably the greatest song ever written. This is for you, Jeff. Thanks.
Future of the